Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
55 Rivers marks 6 years of growth with the introduction of 55 Rivers Cafe. 55 Rivers celebrates its sixth anniversary with the introduction of 55 Rivers Cafe, set to open this fall inside the Beaver Creek Chamber of Commerce Business Success Center. Co-founders James and Lynn Mowry express excitement for this new chapter, aiming to create a welcoming space for meaningful connections. The cafe will offer a comfortable environment for patrons to enjoy handcrafted beverages and food, fostering community engagement.
Elite Sports launches blank wholesale BJJ gis for Academy's branding. Elite Sports has unveiled its new blank wholesale BJJ gis, catering to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu academies and businesses seeking custom-branded uniforms. These gis offer a blank canvas for personalized logos and branding, made from durable fabrics with reinforced stitching for long-lasting wear. The wholesale program provides competitive pricing and scalable ordering options, emphasizing functionality and comfort for practitioners. Learn more at the official Elite Sports website.
Viking Bags unveils club-style diamond-stitch seats with high-density gel padding for superior comfort and custom style. Viking Bags has introduced club-style diamond-stitch seats with high-density gel padding, combining style and comfort for riders. The seats feature a sleek design with a diamond-stitch pattern, providing support and reducing pressure points during long rides. Made with premium materials, these seats are durable and weather-resistant, offering riders a stylish and comfortable upgrade for their motorcycles. Learn more at the Viking Bags website.
Custify adds integrations with Pylon, Maxio, Groove for better customer visibility. Custify announced new integrations with Pylon, Maxio, Groove, and Granola to enhance customer visibility. These integrations bring support tickets, billing data, revenue signals, and AI meeting notes directly into the customer 360 profile, helping CSMs identify support and billing risks early. CEO Philip Wolf highlighted the importance of these signals in maintaining customer health and preventing churn.
Omnitronix launches Ecosystem Health Dashboard to enable proactive monitoring across dispatch environments. Omnitronix launches Ecosystem Health Dashboard, providing real-time system visibility and proactive monitoring for mission-critical communications environments. The new capability, part of the Omnicore dispatch suite, offers centralized monitoring across consoles, servers, databases, and radio gateways. This tool helps administrators diagnose issues faster, identify risks, and ensure operational continuity. CEO John Jordan emphasizes the importance of early detection and predictive system management in today's distributed communication ecosystems.
Six Mold Miami expands independent mold and water intrusion testing for condo boards ahead of Florida's December 31st structural deadline. Six Mold Miami is expanding its mold and water intrusion testing services for condo boards in Miami-Dade and Broward counties ahead of Florida's December 31st structural deadline. With special assessments soaring and insurers scrutinizing water damage findings, the family-owned company offers independent mold assessments to help associations meet building safety requirements. Aging buildings face significant financial consequences, making these services crucial for compliance.
Ocumetics announces completion of second tranche of unit private placement. Ocumetics Technology Corp. announces the completion of the second tranche of its private placement, raising $2,500,000. The offering included 6,250,000 units at $0.40 per unit. The company has raised a total of $2,948,130 so far and intends to close the rest of the offering in subsequent tranches. The net proceeds will fund first-in-human clinical trials and ongoing research and development.
Noble Mineral reports, Canada Nickel secures federal approval for Crawford Nickel Project. Canada Nickel Company, Inc. has secured federal approval for the Crawford Nickel Project, marking a significant milestone as the first mining project to receive a decision statement under Canada's amended Impact Assessment Act since 2019. The project is estimated to contribute approximately $70 billion to Canada's GDP and support around 185,000 person-years of employment. Noble Mineral Exploration, Inc. congratulates Canada Nickel on this achievement.
Biomed News Breaks, Regentis Biomaterials Limited, NYSE, American, RGNT Advances, Regenerative Solution for Major Unmet Need in Cartilage Repair. Regentis Biomaterials advances Gel-Rin-C, a cartilage regeneration platform set to revolutionize orthopedic care. With a focus on tissue restoration, the company aims to address a major unmet need in cartilage repair, offering a practical, single-step procedure with promising clinical data. Gel-Rin CR shows potential to provide durable pain relief and improved function, presenting a valuable option for patients seeking faster recovery and enhanced quality of life.
Network News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Limited advances MS imaging study with encouraging preliminary results. Quantum Biopharma Limited reports promising preliminary results in its MS imaging study with Massachusetts General Hospital, reaching the halfway point in patient enrollment. The PET imaging data shows encouraging signals in acute MS lesions, potentially offering a more precise way to measure myelin loss and repair. These findings are directly relevant to Lucid MS, the company's investigational compound targeting myelin degradation.
Key Crew Media recognizes Derek Carlson as a verified expert in Park City luxury real estate. Key Crew Media has recognized Derek Carlson as a verified expert in Park City luxury real estate. Carlson, a resort real estate advisor with KW Park City Keller Williams Real Estate, brings nearly 20 years of experience and a finance background to his top producing role. His expertise includes luxury real estate, off-market transactions, investment property analysis, finance-driven negotiation, and guidance on older homes versus new construction.
Apartment foreclosures are expected to increase in the second half of 2026, particularly affecting 2021 and 2022 vintage deals. MSCI predicts a surge in distressed takeovers due to maturing loans and declining property values. Ron Kudas, CEO of One Wall Communities, specializes in evaluating these situations, emphasizing the importance of capital for successful turnarounds. The process involves addressing deferred maintenance, attracting new tenants, and collaborating with lenders to avoid ownership challenges. Greenland Mines GRML launches 2026 field season at Skyguard Project. Greenland Mines has kicked off its 2026 field season at the Skyguard Project with the departure of its support vessel Argus from Reykjavik, Iceland. The team includes over 40 technical experts, drillers, and logistics personnel, with more specialists to join throughout the season. The program will focus on resource drilling, bulk sampling, and advanced surveys to support project development and potential open pit mining.
Mission IR News Breaks, Greenland Energy Company targets Arctic oil potential as global energy security takes center stage. Greenland Energy is gearing up to drill the OPW-1 well in the fourth quarter of 2026 in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, a promising Arctic petroleum basin. With $81 million raised for exploration, the company aims to tap into new oil resources in a geopolitically stable region amid rising global energy security concerns. Greenland Energy's strategic focus on Arctic oil potential highlights its commitment to sustainable energy development.
CESS Innovations International, SSI, expands global footprint on fast-growing robotic surgery market. SS Innovations International is expanding its presence in the global surgical robotics market with its SSi Mantra robotic surgery platform. Over 200 systems have been installed worldwide, supporting 12,000-plus procedures across 170-plus indications. The company aims for USouth FDA clearance and European approvals while focusing on affordability, physician training, and international growth. The demand for minimally invasive surgery and robotic procedures is creating opportunities for high-tech medical companies.
How UI and UX remain essential to CRM in the age of AI, and why? Headless CRM is not the answer for human-in-the-loop selling. In a recent announcement, Went Partners highlights the importance of user interface, UI, and user experience, UX, in CRM, arguing against the trend of headless CRM. The author emphasizes the need for a visual interface to make informed decisions, especially in the age of AI. Went Partners invites readers to join the early access list for the Sell More Now with HubSpot CRM Plus AI Fall 2026 Roadshow, showcasing their human-centered AI-powered CRM approach.
Beeline Holdings, Inc. to update investors on Q2 results as digital mortgage strategy targets changing housing market. Beeline Holdings, Inc. is set to update investors on their Q2 results as their digital mortgage strategy adapts to the changing housing market. Using AI and automation, Beeline aims to speed up mortgage approval processes for homebuyers and investors. The company will discuss financial results and business initiatives during a stakeholder call on August 13, 2026, following a successful Q1 with doubled revenue and loan originations despite market challenges.
WRAP Technologies, WRAP, expands private security presence with Stark Security deployment. WRAP Technologies expands its private security presence as Stark Security Inc. selects its WRAP Reality virtual reality training platform for officer training programs. The immersive platform will train armed and unarmed officers in de-escalation, situational awareness, communication, and policy-based decision-making. This deployment reflects the growing demand for immersive training solutions in the private security sector, supporting WRAP's broader WRAP Shield platform strategy.
Sari Farkash Matte Define Lip Pencil, a dual-function liner and full lip color infused with jojoba oil for a long-lasting waterproof matte finish. The product combines clean ingredients with precise application, offering comfort and durability throughout the day. Available now, Matte Define aims to provide versatility and performance without compromising on quality.
Market Street Capital positions middle market founders to capitalize on expanding private credit options. Market Street Capital positions middle market founders to capitalize on expanding private credit options. The company's capital markets practice aims to help business owners navigate the complex decision between debt and equity, offering expertise typically reserved for larger companies. With over two decades of experience, Market Street Capital assists founders in understanding the long-term implications of their financing choices. For more information, visit Market Street's newsroom.
Anytime Fitness celebrates its 600th club opening in Asia, cementing commitment to real-life fitness with Battle of the Purple Champions Malaysia debut in October. Anytime Fitness celebrates its 600th club opening in Asia with the launch of the Battle of the Purple Champions in Malaysia this October. The fitness challenge focuses on real-life movement, inclusivity, and community strength, reflecting the brand's commitment to accessible fitness. Ryan Cheel, Group COO of Inspire Brands Asia, emphasizes the importance of creating inclusive spaces for individuals of all fitness levels. The initiative aims to bring people together to build healthier habits for life.
Wintermar Offshore reports 1H2026 results. Wintermar Offshore reports a 24.4% year-over-year growth in attributable net profit to U-Site dollars and 40 cents million for 1H2626, with better fleet utilization at 62% compared to 56% in 1H2025. Revenue from owned vessels grew by 45.4% to US$45 million, while chartering revenue fell by 45% to US$1.60 million. Wintermar's business strategy includes purchasing secondhand vessels, building new ones, and acquiring Fast Offshore Supply Pt. Ltd. to meet the rise in demand for OSVs globally. Investor News Breaks: a ZIO AI Holdings Inc. signs a TNT fiber agreement for 500 MW Texas AI campus. OSAIO AI Holdings Inc. has signed a master services agreement with AT&T for fiber connectivity at its upcoming 500 MHz Texas AI campus. The deal aims to provide a high-capacity networking framework to support AI training, GPU, cloud computing, and more. AZIO AI committed $2.40 million for fiber services to AZIO AI technology for fiber services to accelerate deployment for potential hyperscale clients and best companies, and bolster its LNG purchase, bolster IDI algorithm and MDNA and more. Mission IR News Breaks: DataVolt AI Inc. schedules second quarter 2026 financial results conference call. DataVolt AI has scheduled its second quarter 2026 financial results conference call for August 19, 2026, at 8:30 a.m. ET. CEO Nathaniel Bradley and CFO Brett Noyer will discuss the quarterly results and provide business updates. The company will release its financial results before the market opens on the same day.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Civeo Corporation 2Q26. Net loss improved to $2,500,000. Operating cash flow positive at $11,600,000. North American growth tied to $1,500 million LNG infrastructure and data center pipeline. Convertible issuance strengthens funding flexibility. Stonegate Capital Partners provides investor relations and equity research services for public companies. Survey finds most drivers happiest in EVs. A recent study by J.D. Power reveals that electric vehicle owners are the happiest drivers on the road. The 2026 APL study shows that EV drivers are more satisfied with their purchases than gas-powered or hybrid car owners. With companies like Masmo Group expanding EV offerings, the future looks bright for electric vehicles.
China aims for 3.5 terawatts of renewable energy capacity by 2030, according to a new blueprint released by Beijing. The plan, developed by the National Energy Administration and the National Development and Reform Commission, sets a target of 2.8 trillion for combined wind and solar capacity by the end of the decade. With China leading the way in renewable energy, companies like Frontera's North America Inc. may be looking for similar strategies from the U.S., South, and other Americas countries.
Chevrolet to expedite release of updated Equinox EV. General Motors is expediting the release of the updated Chevrolet Equinox EV, showcasing their dedication to electric vehicles. The next generation model is set to hit the market sooner than expected, possibly as a 2029 model. This move signals GM's strong presence in the EV market, challenging competitors like Lucid Motors. Stay tuned for more updates on this exciting development. Rock Breaks: Greenland Mines Limited launches 2026 field season at Skarsgård Project. Greenland Mines Limited launches its 2026 field season at the Skarsgård Project in southeast Greenland. The support vessel Argus has departed Reykjavik, Iceland, carrying essential equipment for resource drilling, bulk sampling, and environmental studies. With over 40 technical experts on the initial team, the program aims to upgrade resources and advance the project towards potential open pit mining. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission Iron News breaks wearable devices limited. Prices $3.30 million private placement to support AI and product development. Wearable Devices has priced a $3.30 million private placement to support AI and product development. The company will sell 1 million ordinary shares and warrants to purchase up to 1 million additional shares at a combined price of $3.28.5 per share. The offering is expected to close on or about August 3, 2026, with proceeds earmarked for various purposes, including commercialization of Modra products and advancement of AI initiatives.
Tiny Gems breaks. Frontiers North America announces Regulation A plus share price increase following commercial milestones. Frontiers North America announced a share price increase for its Regulation A plus offering after August 6, 2026, due to investor demand and commercial progress. The price, set at $9.01 per share since July 1st, will remain for investors who complete their investment by 11:59 p.m. T on August 6th. The company cited milestones like fully subscribing its $25.70 million offering, expanding to $75 million, breaking ground on a $850 million facility, securing $150 million equity commitment, appointing a new audit committee chair, and reserving the NASDAQ ticker FASF for a planned public listing.
Tech Media Breaks Nightscope, Inc. has scheduled its second quarter 2026 financial results conference call for August 12, 2026, after the market closes. The webcast set for 4:30 p.m. ET, 1:30 p.m. PT on the same day will feature the executive management team discussing the quarterly results and providing additional insights. For more information, visit Nightscope's newsroom.
Liberty Lake Practice offers Invisalign, adult braces, and airway care. Wire Orthodontics in Liberty Lake, Washington now offers Invisalign clear aligners, adult braces, and airway-focused orthodontics. Dr. Clint Wire leads the practice, providing personalized treatment plans for patients of all ages in the Spokane region. The expansion allows for a comprehensive approach to orthodontic care, addressing not just teeth alignment, but also airway health and overall well-being.
Focus Universal announces deterministic AI forms auto-populate engine, introducing a new era of autonomous business document processing, processing point 4. Focus Universal Inc. introduces its deterministic AI forms auto-populate engine, revolutionizing autonomous business document processing. The platform converts raw documents into completed forms without coding, using a proprietary deterministic learning model. By automating document processing, organizations can streamline workflows, eliminate manual data entry, and increase efficiency across various industries. The engine operates 24/7, offering consistent, traceable results without the need for AI model training.
Blake Waste earns surge in 5-star Google reviews across Triangle service area. Blake Waste, a Raleigh dumpster rental company, is seeing a surge in 5-star Google reviews across the Triangle service area. Customers praise the company for quick response times, dependable scheduling, and excellent communication. Positive feedback highlights the team's support before, during, and after delivery, with customers noting the founder's hands-on approach. Blake Waste's focus on customer service and technology-driven improvements continue to set them apart in the waste management industry.
Sell My Structured Settlement for Cash launches nationwide education and quote platform backed by A-plus funding partner. Sell My Structured Settlement for Cash launches a nationwide education and quote platform for those considering selling structured settlement, annuity, or lottery payments. The platform offers over 60 guides on the court approval process, discount rates, taxes, and alternatives to selling, along with state-specific information. Backed by A-plus funding partner GenX Capital, the platform provides transparent information and a price match promise for payment holders looking to sell future payments.
Dandy Hat Shop expands exclusive hat collection in Mexico. Dandy Hat Shop expands its exclusive hat collection in Mexico, offering a seamless shopping experience for customers nationwide. Known for limited edition pieces and top brand collaborations, the company aims to connect hat enthusiasts with unique designs. Recent partnerships with Tom Boccio and Canelo Alvarez have generated high demand. The new online store features secure payment options and nationwide shipping, enhancing the shopping experience for customers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.